Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in, and I think John Hutchison is coming tomorrow. And Andrew will be back on Monday. And we'll talk about the presidential debate here in a little bit. That's going to be on CNN tonight, but we'll be broadcasting it live right here on News Radio at 8 o'clock tonight. And you can listen to that on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, or download our mobile app, the News Radio Pensacola mobile app. It's on there as well. Joining us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. And as she does every week, she gives us an update on what's going on in the Gulf Breeze News. So, Lisa, thanks for joining us right here on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning. How are you, Bobby? Good to talk to you. And there's a lot going on. We just recently, I know you've heard all about the commissioners in Santa Rosa County. They rejected a proposal by Commissioner James Calkins that they said, you know, we've just had too many of your resolutions. And this one, they said, you know, we're not in favor of illegal immigration, but we're not going to pass a resolution that says that immigrants are not welcome in Santa Rosa County. They said, there's, you know, that's really not our domain. That is something that, you know, we don't need to be talking about here, and it seems to me like it's just another political stunt. And, of course, Mr. Calkins is running for re-election right now, so it does sound like it was one of the things that a hot-button issue for him, and he thought it might make some hay with the voters.
Oh, yeah. And so you have the whole explanation of that in the Gulf Breeze News this week?
We do. And of course, there's been so many things that Mr. Calkins has brought forward, you know, a lot of things that are, you know, this huge flag he wanted to do. He wanted to put In God We Trust on all of the logos for the county, which was very expensive to have to redo those logos on every truck and everything. And, yeah. You know, so far they have humored him and all of his things that he wanted to do. But finally, I think they said, that's enough. We have big problems. We need to worry about the issues that are going to affect our residents, and this is not something that we need to take up. So they did all push back against it. I think it was a big surprise to Mr. Calkins. But, you know, we'll see what happens at the next meeting. They're always exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you have coming up for the elections to let us know about?
Well, the elections, the slate has been set. Qualifying period has passed. So now everyone is actually going to be on the ballot. We do have a lot of the primary set in Santa Rosa County. Most of the races are going to be decided in the primary. And so that is coming up August the 20th, where we'll be early voting. And if you have not registered, or if you want to check your registration, because a lot of people have moved or they haven't voted recently, or for some other reason they haven't got their signatures updated, they may be surprised to find out that they are not registered. So they need to go to their county supervisor elections website, or to the annex or wherever, just to make sure that everything is correct and that they will be able to vote, because that's very important. The election, like I said, the primary election, most of those races will be decided because only Republicans are running now. So but there's very few races that there's any Democratic opposition. So that's coming up. But a lot of people also.
We only got about 30 seconds left, Lisa. If you can let people know where they can get Gulf Breeze News, how they can get Gulf Breeze News, then I'd appreciate that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Gulf Breeze News is available. You can buy it. You can get a subscription and have it delivered to your home. Or you can, of course, buy it at Publix or gas stations around the area. You can also go online to news.gulfbreezenews.com. And we are working on our Splash magazine for July, which is going to be really exciting because, you know, 4th of July, Blue Angels, all the things coming up. And also the election, we have quite a few election ads going to be in that issue. So if you're interested in any of that, pick that up as well. You can also email me at lisa@gulfbreezenews.com. And we have more information about a big food pantry coming up. We've got, you know, lots and lots of news every week. sports. Right now we have a lot of the young kids, youth sports going on. So pick up a copy and see what you can do. Please visit our advertisers as well, because they're the ones who make Golf Week possible every week.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Always good talking with you. Appreciate you joining us here on News Radio Pensacola.
All right. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze, Bobby.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens, and then right after that, we have your history of the Blue Angels right here on News Radio Pensacola. Go ahead, John.
That's right. If you're on Pine Forest Road right around the 9 Mile area, headed southbound and northbound, both lanes are having heavy, heavy traffic right now, so you definitely want to avoid that area, because it's just completely red right there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
1958 saw the Blue Angels training in their new F-11As in the skies over Pensacola. The supersonic afterburner-equipped F-11A was ideal for precision aerobatic flight, and the Blue Angels took advantage of the plane's outstanding flight characteristics with an even more impressive airshow routine. In addition to expanded vertical maneuvers, the Blue Angels introduced the back-to-back formation and the first six-plane delta maneuvers during the 1958 season. By 1959, many countries had their own flight exhibition teams, and it was in April of that year, during the first World Congress of Flight in Las Vegas, Nevada, that several of these other teams got to fly with the Blue Angels, at the same air show anyway. The other teams were the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Chinese Nationalists Thunder Tigers, Holland's Dutch Four, and Italy's Red Devils. In 1961, the Blue Angels spent close to 300 days on the road doing 75 flight demonstrations as part of the Navy's year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of naval aviation. A June 10th performance at NAS Pensacola drew more than 75,000 spectators. That air show also included exhibitions by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Royal Canadian Air Force Golden Hawks. Grumman, which had manufactured every plane flown by the Blue Angels, sponsored a Blue Angel reunion, which was well attended by former Blues pilots. During this special anniversary year, which was also the 15th anniversary of the Blue Angels, the flight demonstration team performed before a record 5 million people nationwide. In what would eventually become a tradition, the season concluded with a welcome home show over their home base at NAS Pensacola. 71 shows were flown in 1962, including one attended by President John F. Kennedy at Brunswick, Maine. Following the air show, the team was able to meet the president and presented him with a scale model of the F-11A Tiger painted with Blue Angel markings. The next year, the Blue Angels reached a special milestone when they flew their 1,000th flight demonstration on July 4, 1963, at NAS Lemoore, California. The following year, the Blue Angels flew before a crowd of 1.5 million people at the Aeronaves de Mexico Anniversary Air Show in Mexico City. This one-day attendance record of 1.5 million would stand for 22 years. I'll be back with more after this.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The Blue Angels tour Europe and get the only standing ovation at the Paris Air Show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News. on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. It's about 80, 81 degrees. Going to be a high of close to 90 today, maybe 87, 88, possibly 90, with a fairly good chance of precipitation throughout the day. Rain off and on, or at least a chance of rain off and on throughout the day today. And then coming up tonight, 8 p.m., the CNN presidential debate right here on News Radio 92.3 and 95.3 is AM 1620, 98.7 HD2, and News Radio Pensacola's mobile app. So it's all over the place. So with it tonight, I was reading a bunch of things that they're expecting to have like a record number of people watching this debate tonight. A lot of people are interested in watching this historic debate of a 78-year-old former president and an 81-year-old current president. And so with that, what are your expectations, or what are you when you're listening to the debate tonight on News Radio Pensacola, what are you wanting to listen for? Why do you want to listen to the debate? What are you hoping to hear? What are you hoping to garner from this debate? I'll tell you what my thoughts are. I want to hear it because I want to see how mentally fit both of the candidates are at this point. I mean, people gloss over all the time that Donald Trump is the same age President Biden was when he became president 4 years ago, and we were talking about how he's not mentally fit. And now President Trump is the same age. And I've heard from people on the primary campaign trail that said that they're seeing Trump lose a step. I want to know how much of a step. So that's what I want to listen to tonight. And then I want to see how bad has Biden gotten. Because we see the videos of him off the cuff, stumbling, mumbling, bumbling, fumbling, which that was not Biden, even in his vice presidential years. It wasn't that long ago. And that was not who he was. So he's definitely declined. But how bad? And that's what I'm waiting to hear for tonight. What about yourself? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Some of the things that you may hear in tonight's debate. I was coming up with some phrases that you might hear in tonight's debate. Because some people are speculating, what is it going to be discussed? Is Trump going to go after Hunter Biden and Biden's connection with Hunter Biden? Is Biden going to go after Trump being a convicted felon and things like what's going to happen? Well, here's what's going to happen. You might have some of these phrases like, "Speak up, Sonny," or who thought it was a good idea to start this thing at 9? Who's even up right now? We should all be in bed. You'll hear those kinds of things. You'll hear, "I gotta pee." And then you'll probably hear, "Yeah, me too. I gotta pee too." Yeah, that we're going to hear these things. Then you'll probably hear, "Wait, why are we here again?" That might be a Biden one. Then you're going to get a, "I can't believe I'm missing Wheel of Fortune for this."
Is there that ice cream at the end?
Them. Yeah, at the end. Yeah, exactly. So expect those kinds of phrases going on to the thing. What will be the drinking code word? Do you have a drinking code word? Drink every time?
Convicted
Somebody
felon.
Says this.
Convicted felon.
Think convicted felon?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a couple of those. A couple of convicted felon ones. So, yes. Oh, good point. I was saying earlier that the debate format, they will have no notes, no pre-written notes that they can have. They will have a pad and a pad of paper and a pen, but no pre-written notes. Here's a text says, "There's no notes, but are they going to check the ears for earpieces?"
Ah.
He's like, "Well, no. No, you can't take that out. That's my hearing aid." It's my hearing aid. I'm sure it is. Here's one. You'll hear, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn, you whippersnapper. Yeah. And then, oh, boy. I'm watching because I was asking, okay, why do you want to watch? What's going on? I'm watching so I can see the birth of the next batch of fire memes.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, this is here's an interesting thing. Oh, is there was a poll that was recently done. For this says, okay, look, the debate is tonight, but there was a poll done that says, but what if we could put Biden versus Trump on certain random things? Who do you think would be better? Who do you think would win? I'll share with you some of the results of those right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. If you're headed anywhere on Pine Forest Road, I'd definitely avoid that area. We've got a couple of accidents. West Robbers Road and Pine Forest Road up in Cantonment has an accident, and then also 9 Mile Road and 90 there. No roadblock, but it's off to the side of the road, and traffic is just backed up all the way we can see from 9 Mile all the way down Pine Forest, going southbound and northbound all the way to I-10. So just be aware of that and take an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Who do you think would win in an arm wrestling match? According to YouGov, Trump crushed this poll, beating Biden. I mean, crushed it. It was like 52%. Biden only got 14%. The rest were either not sure or said they would tie. You think Biden would tie with Trump? Look, I've met Trump a couple times. We've been at events backstage and stuff, and we've talked. He walks up to me. Look, I'm not a big dude. 5'9". I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to say I'm 5'10 on the radio because you don't know.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, go ahead.
And and Trump towered over me. And he didn't just tower. He wasn't just taller. Like, he's 6'4", 6'5". But he's like a big boned guy. Like, he's just a big built man. And Biden's not. Trump would definitely win at arm wrestling. Wouldn't even be close. Who would be more likely to help a stranger? Biden actually won that poll. And I'm surprised.
Me too.
This just shows how little informed people actually are. Because when Biden was vice president, he had to release his taxes. And what he does is as president as well. But I remember when he was vice president, his first year, they released his taxes. And I was stunned because he paid less in charitable contributions than what I paid.
Wow.
And I make a fraction of what he was making. And so I'm like, wow, okay, Biden doesn't like to pay like tithing to churches, doesn't like to give money to charities, doesn't do... You think that person would be the one that'd be more likely to help a stranger?
No. I let Hunter do it.
Yeah. Let Hunter
do it. It's on his laptop.
Hunter, go help that person over there. Who would win at poker? Trump won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be a better house guest? Most people said Biden would be the better house guest. Yeah, I guess it depends.
Because he'll just sleep the entire time. Put him in the lazy boy.
He's just going to go to sleep the other time. Yeah. He's a better house guest. He just comes in and is like, do you have some ice cream and a bed?
Right.
And like, yes, we got you hooked up right there. Who would be the best for financial advice? Trump won that one. Mm-hmm. Who would be better for relationship advice? Biden won that one. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Biden's been married once and Trump's been married, you know, multiple times and other things, possibly. Mm-hmm. Who do you think would spend more time getting ready in the morning? Trump.
It sure
won that one. Although we had a texter says, I don't know. Biden would probably take a long time because he's got to look for all of his pills. He's got to
shoot.
It's like, okay, maybe so. Who would be more likely to remember your birthday? Trump. Well, come on. Cause, I mean, Biden's not going to remember anything. But who would be better at keeping a secret? Biden won that one. Well, yeah, because he's going to forget everything like 5 minutes later. That's not fair. That's not fair. Anyway, so this is like a legit polling company that actually is trying to get people's ideas on what's going on. So going back to the text here, I think what you need is that there is no audience. There's no audience there. So if one of them gets real irritated or mad or raises a voice, it would defeat them because no one would be listening. And when they get through ranting, there will be complete silence. That's talking about the debate tonight. Yeah, it'd be just crickets. Like, you get upset and just be That'd be it right there. So, yeah. So we're looking for that debate tonight. Let's go over to Dave Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David? No, I said David.
Hello.
David.
Hey, there we are. I got one real quick one for you, Bobby. Scientists say, don't worry. Although there are two giant asteroids headed towards the Earth. One's over a mile wide. That'll pass by the Earth at about 4 million miles away today. Saturday, there's one more.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's the earliest presidential debate ever. Tonight's CNN presidential debate. President Biden, former President Trump, 90 minutes, no audience.
There's going to be two commercial breaks. Candidates cannot interact with staff during the debate. Biden is going to be on the right. Trump will make the closing statements. Mics will be muted outside of designated speaking time. There will be no props, no pre-written notes. They're only going to get water and pen and paper pad provided.
Fox's Bill Melugin. There's a public funeral and celebration of life today for a murdered 12-year-old girl.
12-year-old Jocelyn Nungery is being laid to rest today in Houston. And furniture store owner Jim Mackingvale, known locally as Mattress Mac, is footing the bill. Two Venezuelan men in the U.S. illegally are charged with capital murder in Nungery's death, and each are being held on $10 million bail.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 79 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. The city of Pensacola asking residents what they want the city to look like. In about a decade, the Strive to Thrive 2035 campaign has gone live. Some residents made their voices heard last night at an open house at City Hall. Improving infrastructure, investing in education, attainable housing, public transportation, those issues all discussed last night. Mayor D.C. Reeves says all the information they gathered from that and from the survey online will help guide their decisions.
I can't wait to have this document to allow us to guide decisions that we make every day, whether you're the mayor, you're the city council, or the public. So this is part of that engagement that we want to hear from everybody.
And Reeves tells Channel 3 that this is the first effort the city has made at creating a guiding document. And you can participate online if you'd like, Pensacola2035.com. A kidnapping victim is safe, and the man who allegedly took the girl is in custody. Escambia Sheriff's Office announcing that Alvin Vasquez Martinez was arrested for kidnapping 4-year-old Alma Lisette Morena. She went missing yesterday but was found safe. There's no word on the connection between the suspect and the girl. Escambia Sheriff's officials say they're still looking for ways to stop the violence in that Montclair neighborhood, which has now played host to 4 different shootings in just the last month or a little over a month. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says the first step to stopping crime starts at home.
If your child is walking around with thousands of dollars, they don't have a job, they drive a different car, a new car, a foreign car to them, every week, and perhaps it's stolen. Where's this money coming from? If you see guns, that they're hanging around with guns or hanging around with people, I think that some of that is on the parents. Most of that is on the people that are involved, no doubt.
Sheriff Chip Simmons talked with Channel 3. He does say they're looking at the possibility of adding more cameras in the Montclair area. The most recent shooting happened just last night when a woman was shot in the shoulder. There was also a drive-by shooting earlier this week where a 70-year-old woman was shot in the neck. 3 people were hurt in another drive-by last month, and a 17-year-old girl was killed in early June. 118 Haitian migrants recently landed in Key West in an old boat. Adam Hoffner with the U.S. Border Patrol says that boat just wasn't equipped to hold so many people.
Migrants exposed to the heat, they suffer the effects of dehydration quickly, so we had local EMS on scene.
The migrants ranged from kids to older adults. All of them are now in Border Patrol custody where they'll be processed for removal. And an outbreak of dengue fever in South Florida has health officials just a bit concerned. So far, there have been more than 130 cases, although the experts say most of those are imported cases and only a handful are spreading because of local mosquito bites. FIU infectious disease expert Dr. Eileen Marty says hot weather makes the spread worse.
The virus actually grows better in the mosquito when there is warmer weather. So the amount of virus in the mosquito per bite is a lot higher.
Dr. Marty also says the conditions mean mosquitoes breed faster. Of the total cases, only a handful have been spread by local mosquito bites. 8:35 right now at News Radio, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, you can visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. If you're on Pine Forest Road, there's a couple of accidents you need to know about and tons of backup. A vehicle accident happened at West Roberts Road and Pine Forest Road right at that intersection. Also, we have another accident that happened on, Nine Mile and Navy Federal Way, and also seeing some construction. We get it work. Construction, a hit and run crash also at Nine Mile and Navy Federal Way. But Pine Forest Road is still backed up way, way much from 9 Mile all the way down south and northbound. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain overall. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 60% chance of rain. High near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Also a few rain showers throughout the area right now. Your money now this morning. Not a big change in the markets. The Dow down 13 points at 39,114. S&P up just under 6 points at 54.83. The NASDAQ is up 50 points at 17,863. Our 10-year bond rate down just slightly today, 4.28%. Gold price is up $20 at $23.33.20. Silver price is up 17 cents, $29.43. Bitcoin is up $906.35 this morning at $61,754.06. The rest of the crypto market following suit as it normally does. Boeing facing sanctions for disclosing details of the investigation into the 737 MAX door panel that blew out during a flight last January. The National Transportation Safety Board said today that Boeing shared information that hadn't been cleared, violating an agreement with the regulator. The agency also said Boeing mischaracterized the investigation as looking for the person responsible for the door panel, when instead it's looking for the probable cause of the accident. The latest data on weekly jobless claims showing fewer Americans requesting unemployment benefits. The Labor Department said it received 233,000 claims last week. That's a drop of 6,000 from the week before. And it looks like Toys R Us is playing with artificial intelligence.
Do you ever wonder how Toys R Us and Jeffrey the Giraffe came to be?
The company recently revealed a new advertisement developed by using Sora, which is OpenAI's text-to-video tool. The spot features a portrayal of Toys R Us founder Charles Lazarus as a child while he comes up with the idea for the brand. The commercial premiered at last week's Cannes Lions Festival in France and is only available to watch on Toys R Us's website. It's since drawn mixed reviews on social media. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And right now it's 8:38, your next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6, Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time, it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. It's 80 degrees, maybe 81 in the area. There is a slight chance of, well, 50% chance of rain throughout the day, but it changes as the day goes on. Afternoon, it's going to be about a 0% chance, and then it'll start to slowly increase later in the afternoon to have some rain today. There, it's almost time for the Blackwater Pirates Great Milltown Duck Race, July 4th. 5,000 rubber ducks are going to be dropped into the Blackwater River and raced downstream. You adopt one of the ducks. The adopter of the first place duck wins $1,500. Second place is $750. Third place, $250. You can adopt a duck today by going to the Blackwater Bistro in Milton, the Country Gym in Milton, or the Beardless Brew House in Milton. So join the fun. Duck races begin at the base of the Milton Downtown Bridge at 5 p.m. on the 4th of July. So check that out. Of course, tonight, CNN presidential debate live right here on News Radio 923 at 8 p.m. Now it's time for our frivolous topic of the day.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's topic. TripAdvisor released its list of the best tourist attractions in the world in 2024. They do this based on recent reviews. And this year, the number one tourist attraction in the world is the Empire State Building. Followed by the Eiffel Tower, the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, the Sagrada Familia, a church in Spain, the Crystal Caves in Cayman Islands, the Colosseum in Rome, the Louvre in Paris, Gardens by the Bay, a huge nature park in Singapore, the Milan Cathedral. And number 10 is Abu Dhabi's largest mosque, the Sheikh Zayed. Also ranked, that's their top 10 ranking of the best tourist attractions in the world. And so I want to get your thoughts. What's the best tourist attraction you've been to? What's the best tourist attraction you think there is? Text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And I also think, do you like the tourist attractions that are more like buildings, like the Empire State Building, the Eiffel Tower? Or do you like natural tourist attractions like the Grand Canyon or the Crystal Caves You know, things like that. So text it in, 850-437-1620. While you're texting that in, let me give you a couple of local news stories. People are upset over at a banner plane, you know, the planes that fly along the beach and carry a banner behind them advertising some business or service or something. In Orange Beach, a banner plane was flying around advertising an OnlyFans account. Oh, now if you're not familiar with OnlyFans, it initially started off to be something where you could create an account, express some sort of skill that you have, teach some sort of skill that you have, and people would pay a subscription to you and be your fans. But it quickly became something where people were just getting subscriptions to take their clothes off. So essentially now OnlyFans, I mean, I don't know if it still is. It's not like I go to the website, but essentially when you say OnlyFans, it just means porn. Like, at least that's what it is to me. I see something that says OnlyFans, I just immediately think it's a porn site. And so if somebody's advertising something for OnlyFans, then I just assume they're advertising porn. And so, yeah, a lot of people were quite upset to see that they were basically advertising porn on the beach where there's kids around and things. So, yeah, I could see that being upsetting. Another local story here, and then we'll get to your texts pertaining to what you think is the best tourist attraction. Florida and Alabama have topped the National Weather Service's list of the most people injured or killed by lightning. Ooh. Yeah, so Alabama and Florida both topped the list. So you see lightning out there on the beaches, don't take a chance with it. This is why we keep getting hit by lightning. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll read your texts.
That's right. We've got several accidents to let you know about. If you're traveling on Palafox and Burgess, we've got an accident with roadblock right there, so be aware of that. Also, Highway 29 and I-10 eastbound entrance. No roadblock, but it's starting to cause a whole bunch of delays. And still dealing with the hit-and-run crash that happened on 9 Mile and Navy Federal Way. And also, we've got some construction happening at West 9 Mile Road and I-10. There's construction in the area that's causing some major backups. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. What is the best tourist attraction out there? According to TripAdvisor, right now it's the Empire State Building, followed by the Eiffel Tower. Got some text here. Best tourist attraction in the world is my grandmother's house during blackberry season when we would pick blackberries and she would make fresh blackberry cobbler for us. Oh my goodness, that sounds good. Another text, Chili's on 9th. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Keep that one simple. Another text here, San Diego Zoo. I've never been to San Diego Zoo, but I have heard really good things about it. And I like attending zoos. That's an interesting one. Another text here, the Holy Land. It's like going home. I've not been to the Holy Land. That's one trip I thought I would like to make, and then it gets so violent over there. I'm like, never mind, not worth it. everybody I know who's been just absolutely has wonderful memories from it. It's not memorable like my experiences on Amtrak. It's memorable, you know. So another text here, top tourist attraction, Pensacola Beach. There you go. That's a good one. And by the way, a follow-up question was, do you prefer tourist attractions that are like buildings, like the Eiffel Tower and things, or nature, like Pensacola Beach or like the Grand Canyon or something like that? 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Says, Summit One Vanderbilt, a.k.a. The Summit, is a favorite tourist attraction of mine. It's in New York City. It's a must-see attraction for those visiting the city. I don't know if I've been to the Summit.
Mm-mm, I haven't.
I visit my brother at least once or twice a year. He lives in Manhattan. What's Summit One building? I never heard of Summit One Vanderbilt. Is this the new? It's not the. It's the one that's next to the Empire State Building, I think. Okay. I will say that. Oh, yeah. And somebody just beat me to it.
Yeah. See, I was about to say that.
Yeah. Yep.
The 9/11 memorial.
Just beat me to it. Observatory and the World Trade Center.
That is breathtaking.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, and especially the memorial area and everything. It's just, it's definitely a strong one. to go see. As another text, I prefer nature, because I was asking nature over buildings for tourist attractions. I do as well. Mm-hmm. I like to go see waterfalls. I like to go see caves, you know, something like the Grand Canyon, even a nice lake. I like to be in the nature places. I mean, it is amazing to see some of these other buildings, like going to the Willis Tower in Chicago and going to the top and seeing the observatory, or going to the Arch in St. Louis. But I would rather, like, I get more out of, like, going to Pensacola Beach or going to, you know, some other nature place. I get more out of that than I do from those other ones. So there is, I would prefer nature. Oh, I want to see the Redwoods. Yep, that was one of the better experiences of my life, is going to see the Redwoods. And nope, I'm not reading that one on the air. Fine, I'll read it. Glory Hole Falls in Arkansas. All right, it's Pensacola. Morning
boy.
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday to set things right. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, a couple of vetoes that Governor DeSantis implemented, some of them that affect UWF. That's next on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford, like, reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule if you have any questions or problems. Everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys, who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just aren't enough.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. A couple other texts pertaining to tourist attractions that people enjoy. One is Luray Caverns in Virginia. Well, I've never been to those. That's an interesting one to put on the list. And then Niagara Falls, both on the U.S. side and the Canadian side. Yeah, the U.S. side is more enjoy the nature. The Canadian side is more play. There's a lot more things to do and play on the Canadian side of things. So let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we've got several accidents to let you know about. If you're on East Olive Road, Tippett Avenue, the wreck is off to the side, but I'm still seeing delays there. Also, North Palafox and East Burgess Road got roadblock there. Also, we're dealing with West Roberts Road and Pine Forest Road. And that's off to the side of the road. First responders are on the scene, but it's still causing delays. Also, 9 Mile Road and I-10, we've got construction in the area, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So a few weeks ago, Governor DeSantis vetoed just parts of the budget. Now he's in the phase of vetoing actual bills or signing bills. And but a few weeks ago when he vetoed the budget, he vetoed out $33 million that was all going to go to UWF. The largest chunk of that was $26 million that was going to expand the science and education building there, the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering. The reason for that is because UWF is currently leasing research space in downtown Pensacola, and so that's where they have a lot of labs to do research. So they wanted to be able to add on to the existing building on campus. That way they could bring all those labs back onto campus instead of leasing off-campus facilities. But the governor vetoed it. He also vetoed money that was earmarked for UWF for an educational research center for child development expansion. He vetoed some more money for a developmental laboratory school feasibility study. He vetoed money for undergraduate civil engineering program and for water quality research center. So $33 million, that was actually the most money vetoed from any college in Florida. So kind of interesting right there. Pertaining to college, the governor has vetoed a couple of bills that affect education with inmates. Currently, inmates who are, like, if you are a Florida resident and you get and you go to prison, but you're maybe sent to a federal prison like in Georgia or something, then you cannot go to Florida schools, Florida college, online or whatever, and get in-state tuition. You have to have out-of-state tuition. If you're from out-of-state and you are a prisoner in the state of Florida, you can't get in-state tuition either. And so there was a bill that was basically saying, look, if prisoners in state or federal prisons should be able to get in-state tuition status, that way they can, you know, get in-state status, that way they get the cheaper tuition. The governor vetoed that. I was actually surprised. That was actually a bill that I pretty strongly supported and I thought would pass. His explanation about why he vetoed it, quote, "We should not reward criminal activity by providing inmates with the same benefits as law-abiding citizens," end quote. But see, here's the thing. I don't think that's rewarding them. I think that's this. One of the big problems we have with our justice system is recidivism, which is a prisoner gets out of prison and they end up right back in the same place. And why do they do that? Because oftentimes they don't have job skills. So they go right back to their old way of doing things. And so getting them a chance to get education or job skills while in prison will reduce the chances of recidivism. And so having cheaper tuition for them, and then it's not cheaper than regular citizens, it's just what in-state citizens would get. So I'm surprised he vetoed that. He also vetoed a bill that would have made it easier for inmates or prisoners to get barber's licenses.